Get abstract. Knowledge compressed. When introverts and extroverts work together successfully, they can achieve great outcomes. Examples of stellar introvert-extrovert pairs include John Lennon and Paul McCartney, Sheryl Sandberg and Mark Zuckerberg, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, and Eleanor and Franklin Roosevelt. In The Genius of Opposites, published by Barrett Kohler Publishers, best-selling author of The Introverted Leader, Jennifer B. Konweiler, discusses the differences between introverts and extroverts and delves into their potential harmonies. Get Abstract recommends her insights to HR professionals and to anyone who collaborates with or manages other people. In today's world of work teams, you must learn to work with others to help them achieve their aims in order to reach your own goals. To do so, you have to understand your colleague's personality style. Introverts pull their energy from within themselves, while extroverts draw juice from the outside world. For the most part, personalities fall on a continuum, with deep introversion and extreme extroversion at the two far ends of the scale. Other people might classify you as an introvert if you need time alone to recharge after a large party. On the other hand, if you have to debate with yourself about whether you need time alone at all, you're likely an extrovert. However, even an extrovert who enjoys large parties could still feel reticent and uncomfortable with a group of people he or she doesn't know well, even if they're all from the same organization. In the workplace, both introverts and extroverts should consider how people of the other temperament think. Introverts like to keep to themselves. Extroverts share everything and want to make everyone they meet into a best friend. If you don't reflect on your counterpart's psychological bent, their actions could confound you. Introverts and extroverts must learn that they speak what amounts to different languages. The more quickly they appreciate that, the sooner they learn to communicate and collaborate. Introverts need to spend time alone reflecting on issues before speaking or acting on them, and they tend to keep personal matters private. Extroverts love spending time with other people and can't understand why introverts want solitude. You can't change a teammate's or partner's personality, but you can diffuse tension by accepting that he or she functions on a different psychological plane. Successful teams of introverts and extroverts usually decide to buy into one another's differences. They don't let the methods by which they convey information to each other get into the way of achieving their goals. This deepens their insight into each other and makes the team stronger. Confronting stress often accentuates certain aspects of individual personalities. Amid tension, introverts withdraw into themselves, while extroverts may throw themselves into the outside world. Study your own psychological style and that of your partner. Identify the issues that trigger problems. Remember, your partner doesn't intentionally mean to aggravate you. He or she may simply have a different orientation. Speaking openly about the differences in your personal and psychological styles can deflate much of the tension. Consider the possible emotions and reactions of someone who has the opposite approach to yours. This thoughtfulness can deepen your understanding of your partner or colleague and can help you devise more effective communication techniques. Debate and differences are essential to the process of finding better solutions. If you work well with your partner, you will challenge each other to do your best. Accept that you may take some time to come to an agreement. Always take the time and energy to work through your differences so you both feel satisfied. Never lose sight of your common goals. As an extrovert, be aware that your introverted collaborator may need time to consider all the facets of a question before answering it. As an introvert, understand that your extroverted colleague may want to act right away. Make sure your teammate knows what you want. When issues arise, you and your colleague must decide together how to proceed. If you hit an impasse with your partner or colleague, bring in a third party as a mediator. Or just take a break. Get outdoors and go for a walk together. That kind of activity gives extroverts time to talk about their thoughts and gives introverts a peaceful respite to clarify their thinking. If you and your partner draw on the natural strengths of your personality types, you can achieve extraordinary results. For example, as an extrovert, you might enjoy meeting new people more than your introverted partner does. But if you're in business together, one of you probably has to be an outgoing rainmaker. You and your partner must remain aware of the big picture, or you could lose opportunities and money. Explore your inner self before trying to establish a relationship. That introspection can give you the knowledge, insight, and self-awareness to decide what part you want to play on a team. Act as a booster and advocate for your colleague. Many introverts downplay their achievements, and an extroverted counterpart can help correct any oversight. Spending time with those who are temperamentally different from you can be challenging. Opposites will argue and fight. Even in the midst of disagreements, keep a clear view of what you want to achieve together. Then, if you honor other people's nature and accept them as your friends, the quality of your conversations will improve. As opposites, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak had different temperaments and could have disliked each other. And, in fact, they didn't form an immediate friendship, but they both cared about electronics and loved music. That was enough to create a foundation for working together to create the Apple computer and launch a technological revolution. As an extrovert, give your introverted colleagues time to decide when and what they want to disclose. Introverts should use the same approach to decide whether they can put their faith in someone else, particularly an extrovert. As an introvert, share what you can with an extroverted friend and stop talking if you feel uncomfortable. If you let one psychological style dominate your life, you might sabotage yourself. For example, introverts can spend too much time ruminating when a situation calls for action. Extroverts may want to move so quickly they can make mistakes. Secure the necessary cooperation and agreement from your partner. Before meeting with a client, prepare as a team. Check back with your customers about what worked when you helped them and how you can improve the quality of your service. If either you or your partner spot something that went wrong, discuss it. Make lists that bring out the nuances of the issues you're facing together and the concerns those issues raise. If you recognize your client's introverted or extroverted orientation, you can serve them better. Your new insights of how different personality styles function can help you increase your business or heighten your success within your company. Give inward-looking clients time to process an offer. Build stronger bonds with extroverted customers by asking about their personal interests. Talk to them about the possible choices you offer. When you work in tandem with your introverted or extroverted partner, you can offer your customers balanced insights from both perspectives and provide better service as a team.
For more summaries on this and other topics, visit getabstract.com.